When early settlers came to Ohio about 200 years ago, they cleared the vast forests. They wanted to open land, to build houses, to grow crops, and raise livestock. As more people arrived, it became common practice to leave a narrow strip of uncultivated land between you and your neighbor. These natural fence rows were a way to designate property boundaries and help keep livestock from wandering away. With the advance of industrial farming methods in the 1970s, the old practice of maintaining natural fence rows became a hot topic between conservationists and modern farmers. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild looks at the issue from both sides.
One of the things that I have always loved about Ohio is the countryside. The rolling hills dotted with farm fields, open pastures, and dense woodlands. But Ohio is changing. And from my small farm in eastern Greene County, I've witnessed the landscape around me transform drastically in just the past 3 years. The natural fence rows and tree lines have been torn down, creating a wide-open landscape for corn and soybeans. I met with a local farmer one morning in a nearby coffee shop to try to understand the dramatic changes that are happening to the landscape around me.
Okay, this is Mark Thornton. I live around Cedarville.
Mark's family left Iowa to come to Greene County in the 1920s. He spent his whole life on the family farm.
Many years ago, the farms were smaller, smaller amounts of crop. A lot of the crop was fed back to the livestock on the farm. Very little grain was sold as we now see grain be sold to the big elevators, which will go on to processors or on to export. We had used to raise a fair bit of livestock, a variety of livestock. We had cattle when my dad was still living. 15 or more years ago, we ceased that. We had a lot of hogs, but about 5 years ago, we kind of dismantled the hog operation. Now we're crop only.
With the change in agriculture from diverse livestock operations to crop only, many Ohio farmers focused on corn and soybeans. In the pastures and hay fields that were divided by natural fence rows were no longer needed.
From probably about 2008 up to 2013, prices due to world demand for the crops, prices were very lucrative. We had opportunity to make a lot of money. We also had opportunity to take and upgrade our facilities, upgrade our equipment.
Bigger equipment meant larger fields could be farmed more easily. Smaller farms, who couldn't compete, got bought out and absorbed into the larger ones. And the last remaining reason for farmers to maintain fence rows, as boundary markers, fell away.
But these are very important places to preserve and keep.
That's Mel Grosvenor, a naturalist with the Greene County Parks and Trails. We're standing along a fence row that divides the rural Twin Towers parks from the surrounding farm fields.
For wildlife, if you're in this area and there's not much else around, this is where you're going to find food and shelter and where you can easily travel without being detected. And so these are crucial places for wildlife. One of the reasons I chose this park is in the past we have had bobwhite quail here, and that is a bird that is really dependent on fence rows. They are a bird species that have been declining for many years in the state. So it's a crucial environment for, you know, for all sorts of species, but especially these birds that are in decline. We want to preserve them. We want that diversity. We're losing it if we don't keep these places around.
Mel Grosvenor says that removing natural fence rows is especially problematic if water is involved.
Oh, sure. If it's near a waterway, that is crucial, because if you've got a stream, and that's kind of how the fence row naturally occurred because it's not an area you can farm, you need to have that buffer around the stream, because that's going to keep out, you know, any runoff. It's going to get trapped in the root systems of those plants around there. So you're going to have cleaner water, which is healthier for the wildlife and healthier for people. It's also going to keep sedimentation out of the water, which is almost as bad as chemical runoff. I mean, really, that's one of our biggest problems. And so it's a very important thing. It's going to be better for the health of everyone around, really, not just the wildlife.
But the choice of growing fence rows has actually been taken away from many Ohioans. If you own property adjacent to agricultural fields in Ohio, maintaining a natural fence row can actually be illegal. Ohio law requires owners on either side of a partition fence to clear a strip 4 feet wide along the length of that fence of brush, weeds, and any large trees that can shade a neighbor's adjacent crops. So, for better or for worse, the control of nature by humans continues to transform the Ohio landscape. For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Green County, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.